BetUSN, the updated college football playoff rankings set for release tonight. And with zero teams in the top 14 losing, do we expect BYU to stay right at number 11? Assuming BYU beats UCF, the Cougars will go to the Big 12 championship game. So do you want BYU to rematch with Texas Tech or maybe play Utah or Arizona State in Arlington?
BYU TV analyst David Nixon will break down the best from the Cincinnati win. Plus, does he believe BYU still has an at-large playoff chance? And Heather Olmstead and Hannah Billiter of BYU Women's Volleyball preview tomorrow night's senior night match against Utah.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Tuesday, November 25th. Hope you're enjoying a nice Thanksgiving week. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who has never, ever lost his cool at any point while doing play-by-play, Jerem Jordan.
I don't know that I've blown a gasket like the Creighton Blue Jay play-by-play did last night against Baylor.
That was wild.
You got to go listen to it. You know, we're not going to play it here, but yeah, he lost his mind. Now, there is a difference when you are calling the game specifically on the radio for a certain team. That's different than when there's one TV feed. Like BYU TV, obviously, it's, you know, it's for both fans, but it just happens to be on BYU. We're employed by BYU, but we try and call it. It's not true 50-50, but like a 60-40, right? When it's on the radio, you can be a homer. It's acceptable. In fact, the fans want it. So I'm not anti, like, blow a gasket when you're in that situation. But when we are on ESPN Plus, it is true neutral.
You have to play it down the middle.
It is true neutral.
Yes.
Yes. I wouldn't blow a gasket or be overly emotional about it. Just call what's happening. You got to go listen to it if you haven't. It's fantastic.
Yeah, because we are TV guys and not like a true voice of one team where it's more acceptable to do that.
Greg can do that, and I like it. I expect
it. Brandon Bradley's knee was down against Utah in 2010.
And the call on the field is reversed. No! Greg said no. He was mad. I was mad too. I loved it.
Oh, play-by-play props, folks.
Everyone's like, I don't have this prop.
And shout. It's time for What's Trending. Presented by Tim Daly Nissan, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. We are all set for week 13 of the college football playoff rankings.
I've never been less excited about it.
Less fired up.
Yeah.
The antithesis of play-by-play anger.
Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen tonight? Thought no one.
Zero teams in the top 14 of last week's college football playoff poll lost a game.
One of them almost did.
So
Utah.
What do we really expect? Jerem, what are your expectations for BYU in tonight's rankings reveal and maybe some other elements?
Yeah, 11th, because they were 11 last week and no one lost, so I expect them to be 11th.
Yes.
I don't expect any course correction. I wish there was. I wish BYU was 8th and then, okay, yeah, all is right. No, they're going to be 11th, and I am fired up about that. But other things to look at. And before we move to that, do you expect 11?
Yeah, it has to be, right?
Okay, yeah.
And frankly, I'm glad that it's not BYU dropping a spot or two. I thought that they were good enough.
Do we think there's a chance they drop?
No.
I don't think so either.
They look strong enough, road environment, good opponent, another team that has 7 wins that BYU beat on the road. Chalk it up with Arizona and Iowa State and now Cincinnati. You've won road games against 3 7-plus win teams. So, yeah, that's good enough for me for BYU to remain at number 11.
BYU has 2 wins against teams that have won 9 or more games. Arizona and Utah.
Has Arizona won 9 games or just 8? 8.
Hopefully, right? You're right. Hopefully Arizona wins this week against ASU.
And I think they will.
And then it's 2 9-plus wins.
Amazing. Games. When does that happen in the same season? Hard to find.
Oh, great.
Now hard to find. BYU did it last year. When they, if you add the bowl game in, the Alamo Bowl victory. But it, again, this is unprecedented for BYU last year and this year.
Okay, other stuff we're watching. I'm wondering if Arizona sneaks into the rankings. They were 4th out in the AP poll this week. Does the committee value Arizona at 8-3 and put them in?
Because Houston's going to drop out after losing to TCU.
Yes.
They were at number 23. Arizona State was 25th. They won big at Colorado, so I anticipate they'll stay. Arizona State and Arizona both be ranked and have a ranked
matchup?
When's
the last time that happened?
Wow.
Maybe 1879 or something?
In a minute.
Yeah. Will Brett Yormark send a second statement saying disrespect if there's not enough ranked teams in there? I don't know. So there's not a lot to watch, honestly, in this playoff poll tonight. I expect BYU to be at 11. Here's the Big 12 standings. Obviously, the top two, you win and you're in. More on that in a moment.
Will Utah drop after going down to the wire with a mediocre at best Kansas State team on their home field?
Yeah.
I think the committee is looking for any and every reason to bump Miami and maybe Vanderbilt up over a team like Utah.
Yeah, what are Utah's good wins? Like, they don't really have them. I think Utah is overrated. But the reason I'm okay with Utah being ranked highly is because it's BYU's best win. So if the committee somehow values them super high, that helps BYU.
I think
that is my number one interest as a BYU employee.
Yes,
is what
as it should
helps
be.
Brigham Young University.
I like the bright yellow today too.
Cheerful
vibes.
It's the weirdest.
Cheerful vibes.
Yeah, I love it. Like, it's just kind of different. Yellow.
Canary yellow.
Canary yellow. Wow. It's very academic, which I was not here. School got in the way of my education. But I had a great time at BYU. I love BYU. It's great.
Yeah, the
love, I wasn't here
the
to go to school,
shared.
Though. I was here to learn how to broadcast.
Will it bother you if Utah does drop, and will you somehow feel like the win over Utah is then less valued because they drop a spot or two potentially?
It would literally be less valued if they drop, right? I'm about BYU trying to get in the college football playoff. And at this point, you know, if we're totally out on an at-large, then who cares what Utah's ranked, I guess. But I'm still holding on to like a tiny, tiny little morsel of hope that BYU has an at-large opportunity.
You want BYU to have a better win on their resume than teams like Oregon and Notre Dame.
Yeah. And Oregon, welcome to the you got a top 25 win finally.
Yeah, see, and let me.
You finally did it.
Let's talk about that for a second.
But Penn State! No.
Oregon fans, no. Again, still in my mentions to this day.
I know, Notre Dame and Oregon fans.
How about that win over
USC? Get your own Oregon Sports Nation.
Look,
get your own Notre Dame Sports Nation. You don't have it.
My issue was never about having Oregon be where they are now. As long as they had some quality on the resume. Like, my issue is...
Some quality? They have a quality.
That
a singular quality.
They were given the benefit of the doubt without having the win over USC yet.
Because
of
the logo.
That's my issue.
Because of the logo, not because of the actual... BYU, yeah, strength of schedule. Finally passed BYU there.
Now you have it.
Yes.
Okay.
Prior to the win against USC, Oregon had how many top 25 wins?
Zero.
The logo. Zero.
So my issue was never... Okay, You went out and you beat USC. They earned it now.
Yeah.
But why are they given the benefit of the doubt before you actually earned that?
Because they were ranked highly early.
Oh, man.
The preseason poll has affected all of this.
Does
it really has.
That weigh so heavily?
Like BYU is going to be ranked inside the top 15 with Jake Retzlaff. Jake leaves. Now BYU is unranked. BYU had to earn its way all the way up to number 7.
Again.
And then they lost by too much. And they've been penalized too much for that. But then again, you can look at if you're BYU and you're Clint Stuckey, and they did. They look in the mirror and they say, we did that. We lost by 22 on the road and gave the committee a reason to throw us back 4 or 5 spots. Now BYU says, we don't need the committee. Just beat UCF, and if you play Texas Tech again, beat them.
Yeah.
We're in.
Yeah, the automatic
but
bid is there.
But if BYU's not an at-large and they're 11-2, it's just brutal.
If they're the first,
that's what
team
I'm afraid
out,
of with this
first
whole thing.
Team out.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of with this whole thing. If BYU's sitting at 11 going into the Big 12 title game, Spence, do we actually believe they're going to climb inside the top 10 and be an at large? Why would they? Why would they climb if they lose? They're going to have to win the Big 12.
It would
title
take
game,
like BYU dominated the game against Texas Tech, and then the Red Raiders had to pull off some miracle win at the very end to steal it back from BYU for the committee to even pause and think. Huh.
And are they going to?
Should we probably not move BYU up? But like, yeah, maybe they are worth the respect.
They've shown us they don't want BYU in the playoff because they're not valuing everything else BYU's done besides one loss to a top 10 on the road. Do you know that how many other teams have a top 10 road loss as their only loss all year? One other team, Ole Miss.
Yep. Georgia, right?
Against Georgia. That's it. Why isn't BYU eighth right now? I'm still upset about it.
I'm bothered by the five-spot drop after Texas Tech.
My issue is not my issue is with Oregon and Notre Dame. My issue is not with Oklahoma or Alabama. They have better strength of schedule, better wins, a bunch of good wins. BYU has some good wins, too. Unfortunately, there wasn't another sort of top 20 team in there, Spence, that they BYU could validate with. Like, oh, Texas Tech, but so-and-so was 16th and is 16th, and BYU beat them, too.
We all just want BYU to have some grace. If they don't win the Big 12 championship game, it would be nice to think, well, there's still a legitimate shot for BYU to get in. For that to happen,
I don't feel like
it now requires carnage up above. You need an upset. You need Washington to beat Oregon. You need Mississippi State to beat Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl. You need Notre Dame to look terrible against Stanford on the road. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, so you need Cardinals
you need LSU to rally the troops and beat Oklahoma. You need one of those teams to lose during this final week.
I'd take one.
Right?
I'd take two. Just Washington's the most likely to me. Washington's the most likely.
They're only a 6.5-point dog to Oregon on their home field.
Yes.
Seven and a half in the Egg Bowl with the Mississippi teams.
You hope there's an emotional letdown after USC.
You'd love BYU to have another path if they can't win the Big 12 championship. That's the key. Carnage up above. Okay, speaking of the Big 12 championship game, you may have heard, if BYU beats UCF this weekend, they're in!
Yeah.
A notable step forward.
Jeremy, nice.
A notable step forward from last season. You got to the Big 12
championship.
We're not
hoping that Sunshine can beat Iowa or who did they play last year? I can't remember. K-State, we were watching in the press
Kansas
box.
Kansas State, Iowa State. Oh, that was brutal. That was brutal. Yeah, that's not the case this season. BYU beat UCF. You're in. They have one of three potential opponents. Texas Tech is obviously the most likely, given that Tech plays a West Virginia team. They're favored by 20 or so points against. Utah and Arizona State have very, very small paths to get into that game. Yeah. But let's just throw all three on the table. Jeremy, which of these three teams would you like BYU to see most in Arlington?
Let's lay out the case for all three, okay? Texas Tech, you want a piece. You want to, hey, I don't like how the first one went. I want to compete. Let's play them again. Let's go. Let's go through them again. Utah, oh, the rival? We already got them. I don't want to play them again. But, hey, beating them twice is better than beating them once. But they're playing really well now. Well, last week the defense didn't, but the offense did. And then you look at ASU. Oh, I want them from last year.
Arizona State's
I want a piece of ASU from last year because that game stunk too. Okay, my number one ambition with BYU football is to win the Big 12 title game and to make the playoff. Therefore, ASU.
Yes! Arizona State!
Because Texas Tech's very good. I would like to think that BYU could beat Tech in a situation there. Obviously, Tech played great against BYU. BYU played terribly. BYU already beat Utah. I don't need to see BYU play Utah again. And frankly, Utah's a much better team than they were when BYU played them. I would prefer not to have that situation, although if that is, I welcome it wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. But ASU is the one. Because what do I want? I want the worst of the three right now. And the worst of the three right now is ASU, who's still a good team with Jeff Sims. They're not as good as they were with Sam Levitt, but they're still quality.
They're just different. They run the ball a ton with Sims.
Yes. Whatever it is, I'm not going to complain, though. It's a talk show. It's a Tuesday. We got to fill some time here.
If you want to change the nation's opinion about what you are as a team, BYU
Tech
needs Texas Tech in that game.
But it's not about changing their opinion to me. It's about winning the game because then you're in.
If you beat Texas Tech,
I don't care about the opinion.
BYU
I care about winning.
BYU has the most ground to gain if they did the unthinkable for much of the nation and they beat Texas Tech. Now BYU is not just with the auto bid. Now they're like, well, put us where Texas Tech was ranked.
Put us as a top 8 team.
Give us a home game in the college football
playoff.
Give us
a home game. I'm not going to be that picky, though. Honestly, if BYU plays a road first-round quarterfinal game, I'm not complaining.
Now, the highest ceiling is facing Texas Tech and beating Texas Tech, because then BYU would have a home game in LaVell Edwards Stadium.
You think they'd get to 8? I think they might get to 9 and still have to play on the road. But I don't care. I just want BYU to win the Big 12 title.
And the easiest path to that, we agree, is Arizona State. Now, it's the most unlikely that they face Arizona State because that would require Utah to lose to Kansas, Arizona State to beat Arizona, and Texas Tech to lose to West Virginia.
There's a crazy small chance that happens. Like, it's just too unlikely to even really comprehend, right? That's wild.
Hashtag parlay.
Parlay. Not that parlay. Parlay.
No. I just want another crack at Tech. Just for BYU to say, we're not that team. We're not that team that, like, the nation in large part is judging BYU based on one stinking game.
I don't care about what the nation thinks. I just want the committee to validate BYU's season.
I think the committee's judging BYU based on one stinking game.
I think so, too.
So it's for the committee.
But the risk there is, okay, if you don't win. Like, if we're saying if we...
It's a good game. It's close. It's
they're 11th. They're out. Why are they going to climb?
Unless some teams up above lose before the Big 12 championship. Unless a team loses.
It would have to be UConn second half for BYU football. Does that make sense?
What if it's number five?
Oh, look at the effort.
What if it's number five versus number 10 in the Big 12 championship game? Let's say BYU catches a break. They beat
if UCF, they don't punish BYU and they're just in, that'd be great.
One of the teams
above. I don't believe it. I want to believe I don't.
Let's say.
Help thou my unbelief.
Ole Miss loses and they drop to 11. And BYU's 10. And they play Texas Tech pretty well. Like, could BYU stay at number 10?
We think Mark Harlan's saying, yes, BYU should be in that room.
Well, we know he loves the Big 12 conference.
And then we'll
excited to be there.
And then if we don't get in, we'll have the Mark Harlan press conference. This was absolutely stolen from us. We were excited to be in the playoff hunt, and now we are not.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully you just win the game and you're good.
Our poll question of the day
is, it's
going
to be a fun 2 weeks, people.
If BYU beats UCF on Saturday, who would all of you like BYU to face in the Big 12 championship game? One of three options: Texas Tech, Utah, or Arizona State. Right now, 84% of the vote. 84, you say?
Everyone wants a piece.
84% of the vote says Texas Tech, Arizona State, 13%. Only 3% of voters want a rematch with Utah.
We've seen the game. BYU won it. I don't need to see it again.
I would like BYU to see either a team they haven't in Arizona State. That's the easiest path. But then the competitor, like, gosh, neutral site, give BYU a chance to just go and play a little bit better. Not even a little bit better, a lot better.
A lot of better.
Yeah.
At James, Jimmy, Jim. ASU seems like the easiest win of the three, but boy, it would be nice to play Texas Tech.
Yes.
Yes. And I bet if you pulled the players, it would be almost 100% Texas Tech. That's the vibe I get.
They want another crack at
just
Texas
like last year. They wanted ASU. Chase Roberts was telling you after the game, we want them again. We're going to play them again. We want them.
Now BYU gets that scenario. Now Tanner Wall, after the game in Lubbock, he's saying, like, we're going to be back in the Big 12 champ. We're getting to the championship game this year. We're going to see these guys again. And Texas Tech's players are saying, hey, we'll see you in Arlington. I kind of like that narrative. At Cam_Cougar25 says, I'd like to see what adjustments can be made to play against Tech to be more competitive. But if I want to feel more comfortable at winning the conference, I'd want to play the Cactus Utes.
Yes, thank you for the reference. That's what we call them, the Cactus Utes, a.k.a. the Sun Devils.
Weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
Men's Hoops holds serve at number 9 in the AP poll. Were you surprised they didn't move up after beating a ranked Wisconsin team by 28?
A little, but then you have to look at what everyone else did around BYU. It's like, okay, I get it. Like, BYU's still in the top 10. Can we just enjoy that? BYU's ranked number 9 with a 2-point loss to UConn and a drubbing of Wisconsin, and they've beaten Villanova already. Things are going great. Number 9. Yeah, I would have liked to see him jump up a spot, but I get it.
No.
It's not that big of a deal right now.
No, I'm not bugged. I think Arizona should be number 1, though. They're number 2. Houston went to OT with Syracuse last night.
Houston,
Kelvin Sampson said, this team is not last year's team.
Houston didn't look great.
Yeah. Houston's still good to me. Are they, like, top 3 good? I'm not sure, but that's going to be a fun game. By the way, in KenPom, BYU is favored in every game the rest of the way, except for Arizona.
Except for one, at Arizona.
On the road.
BYU's favored at home against Arizona?
Apparently.
I'm sorry, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
To me, right now, I'd have Arizona, like, by a hair. Because what they've shown has been really impressive with who they've beaten and how they've played. Yeah.
Well, listen, when you have the prospective number 1 overall pick in the NBA draft on your roster, and his complement pieces are Richie Saunders and Rob Wright III.
Richie's outscoring AJ right now, by the way. AJ's shooting 54% from the field.
Amazing. When you have those pieces, maybe we shouldn't be that surprised that BYU is going to be favored in those high-level games.
That is a ways out, by the way.
By the way, we want to give a quick shout-out to longtime friend of the program, Sean Farnham, his one-on-one interview with the aforementioned A.J. DeBonsa.
In this studio.
Head coach Kevin Young, that he recorded earlier this summer, will air today on NBA Today show on ESPN. So check it out.
When you say today, I hear Neil Diamond. Is that just
today?
BYU football with Kalani Sitake returns tonight. Studio C is BYU football senior class will join the head coach to preview Saturday's game against UCF. Spencer Linton hosting the program tonight, 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app.
Everyone around the world,
we're coming to America.
Up next, BYU TV analyst David Nixon on BYU's college football playoff ranking. What the Cougs did best in Cincy and who he wants to see in the Big 12 championship game if it comes to that. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
Images from beating Cincinnati. Glorious. BYU 10-1, ranked number 11. Probably going to be number 11 tonight when the new college football playoff rankings are revealed. He is Jerem Jordan. I'm Spencer Linton. For more on that college football playoff conversation, across the way is our good friend David Nixon. D-Nix, welcome to the show.
What up, dog?
Guys, this feels good. It feels good to be here with you, too. It just feels right.
Happy Thanksgiving week.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for BYU TV. But most importantly, I'm thankful for BYU Athletics and that they can just continue to win.
The
week
joy.
In, week out. And endless amount of joy being brought to me. An endless amount of joy with LJ Martin. I posted a tweet yesterday, his run where he absolutely destroyed the Cincinnati defender. His mouthpiece come flying out.
It was neon green, too. It was like,
So you can see even clear. Amazing. It was. I've watched that clip maybe 1,300 times. I love LJ Martin, the way he runs. And this is a guy that's just banged up. I mean, you can see he's grimacing every time he gets off the ground. He's hobbling off to the sideline, but he doesn't give up. He comes right back in, and he gives the defense another dose of LJ Martin. And I just love the way he runs. He's just so physical. And teams feel that. Like, as a linebacker, towards the end of the game, like, you're like, dude, I'm done trying to tackle this
run right here.
Get off me!
I talked to him yesterday about it in the film room. We'll see it tonight on the Satake Show. He pats the guy on the head after because he rides him 8 yards down the field. And I said, tell me about the pat. He goes, it was a good battle. We both went at it. He was trying to punch the ball out. I was trying to stiff arm him. And I said, hey, good job, man. Then I love that he scored at the very end and didn't slide. Just get another touchdown. It's a two-score win. Like, that was important. He wanted to score, too.
I'm with you. I get Kalani. I get Kalani. If you slide, game's over. You get a touchdown, technically they could still come back, right? They get a quick touchdown, onside kick, and get another one.
Yep.
But I agree, right now, with this college football playoff, style points matter. Like, I hate to admit it, but style points matter. And that was a style moment, right, of throwing up another touchdown.
So, you're a 2.5-point favorite, you win by 12.
Yeah.
That matters.
Took care of business.
It matters.
8-3 ATS, just saying. Just saying.
Okay. Cougs continually beat the odds, no doubt about it.
Nice. We
talked a lot about LJ Martin, but if we're talking physicality, can we give some love to the BYU defense well? David, I thought that they were ultra physical, especially defending a good Cincinnati run game.
Yeah. Two games in a row where the defense has just absolutely showed out. I mean, really, this whole season they've showed out. And I remember sitting in these chairs before the season kicked off, and I said, BYU's defense will keep them in every single game this year. And it's held true. I mean, this defense is playing lights out.
Against Texas Tech.
Even against Texas Tech,
I would argue 29 points.
It was 13-0 at halftime.
If the offense does something, that's a very different game.
Totally different game, and that's why I get excited to maybe play them again, because I think offense will get clicking again. We can talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at this BYU defense, average giving up 17.5 points a game. That's 14th in the country. Like, that's elite. You know, and that's against the strength of schedule, as we talked about. That's pretty elite as well.
Top 30.
I mean, BYU's the only team in the country, once again, I mean, you guys know the stat, that has played six bowl-bound teams, that beat six bowl-bound teams, right? Like, that's really impressive.
5 wins against teams with 7 or more wins.
Yeah, I mean, what more do you want from this BYU team, and specifically this defense? I mean, Tanner Wall, what a year. This guy has played himself into the NFL. I think coming this season, he was a guy that probably was a fringe, maybe a free agent. I think his playmaking ability and the smarts he has on the back end, I think scouts are taking notice.
Reed Blankenship, question mark?
Hey, or look at Zane Anderson.
Why can't he be the next Daniel Sorensen or Zane Anderson?
I think he will be because I think he's got the smarts. I'm telling you, NFL teams love that. NFL teams love guys who can line up the defense. And we've talked about before, you call it the eraser, right? You erase the mistakes of those backers or D linemen in front of you. But you've got to be smart. You've got to be able to handle that pressure. And you've got to be able to understand the entire defense. What is the defense trying to accomplish? Where are my proper fits? If a guy goes into my fit, where do I now need to fit, right? And so you need a guy that's smart like that. And Tanner, obviously, academic All-American. He fits the mold. So I think he's a guy who has a great shot at playing on Sundays. And a lot of it's because of this year and his playmaking ability.
The only disappointing thing about that interception was that it was on turf and there wasn't grass covering his face.
Yeah,
that was my only disappointment with that moment. But let's ask you the question that you just brought up that we were discussing a moment ago, which is obviously Texas Tech is probably going to beat West Virginia. NBYU is probably going to beat UCF. They will rematch again. But if you had the choice, Utah, ASU, Texas Tech, those are the only other three opponents, assuming BYU wins, that they could play in the Big 12 title game. Who do you want and why?
I mean, the competitor in me, I like Texas Tech. Like if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And Texas Tech's the best right now. Realistically, if you want a shot to playoffs, I think you go with ASU.
That's what we were saying.
You want to guarantee a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah. And that's no knock to ASU, but when you're starting quarterbacks out, and it's a team that I think they're susceptible.
Well, we want to compete from last year's disappointment
too,
right?
That's right. Follow up from last year. Yep. So, the competitor part of me is like, bring on Texas Tech. Let's give another shot on a neutral field. Hopefully not a 10 a.m. kick where guys are still half asleep.
Well, it is a 10 a.m. mountain kick. It's 11 central when they started. Big 12 title game.
Yeah, that's when it is. Yeah, so it is actually about the same time then. Yeah,
yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
For so, TV. But I still love the Texas Tech matchup, but Arizona State, let's be honest, I think that's probably the weakest team of those three. And I think a rematch as well.
And no Sam Levitt?
Yeah, I think it matches up well for BYU. However, I think the probability is very low. What do you think? Less than 15%?
I'd probably say 2%.
No, it's way low. For ASU to do it, you need a combo of three.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, David. BYU's probably going to show up at number 11 in tonight's college football playoff rankings because zero teams in the top 14 lost. And I shared with Jeremiah, I feel like BYU was strong enough against Cincinnati in a tough road environment to maintain their position. Because there was some concern, is the committee going to try and bump BYU down if this game gets weird? I don't think they will, the style points in play especially. Where do you feel like BYU deserves to be ranked, though? Because they're going to show up at 11.
Yeah, I think this team, once again, you look at all the metrics. And yeah, BYU hasn't blown people out per se. But you look at the metrics and how BYU's performed, I think they're definitely a top 10 team. With that being said, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. Clearly, they made a statement that BYU, you are what you are, and this is what we think of you.
Yep.
And so you've just got to go out there and win. And I do think I'm in the camp that if BYU goes out there in the Big 12 championship game and plays a really close game and maybe lose by field goal last second of sorts.
So you're saying one score or would 10 be okay?
I'm saying a field goal.
Okay.
You're saying three or less.
It's got to be 3 points or less. Wow. I think it's got to be a close one.
Okay.
You guys show
real close.
And here's the thing, guys, as much as I hate to admit it, BYU just didn't show up against Texas Tech first time around.
Yep.
I get the national bias, why they are hating on BYU and why they say on the biggest stage, we didn't show up. And it's frustrating for all of us.
Well, the analysts picked TCU to beat BYU several.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Cincinnati.
They split down the middle of Cincy, too.
Yeah. I'm telling you, BYU has no respect. The part about that is Kalani's used that all throughout this season and last season as kind of a chip on the shoulder for this team. The bummer is it's starting to catch up to BYU at this point, right? The no national respect, as much as we use as fuel for the fire, it's now we're up against that. And now we have to combat that. And I think that's the tough part where – all you can do is go take care of business, but also you can take care of business and win convincingly, which I think they did against Cincinnati, and they're going to have to do against UCF. I think a blowout against UCF is needed, and then you got to have, I think, a razor-tight, thin game against Texas Tech to try to find your way to sneak in there.
And you're referring to at-large, right?
Yeah, exactly, at-large.
If you win, you're out. Yeah.
You need Mississippi, Oklahoma, Oregon to lose, and you might need – or Alabama, Auburn, I know, is a weird rivalry game too. They all feel pretty unlikely outside of Washington, Oregon, that one, and maybe the Egg Bowl. Those two feel the most likely.
I mean, LSU at any moment could be awesome.
Would the committee? I just want to see. I want Stanford on their home field to play Notre Dame to like a one-score game, just to see what the committee does with Notre Dame.
I'm just hoping Notre Dame's opponent this week can get allow the Notre Dame offense to get on the field before they give up 21 points.
That was wild.
Yeah, like two pick sixes and a special teams touchdown. Yeah. Like, it was crazy.
21-0, hey, five minutes into the
plays
game.
And they had scored 35 points or something like that.
Nuts.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I want to see how the committee would value that.
To your point, Bealey's not getting any help from the teams in front of him. We were hoping for a couple upsets, Oregon game.
That's the part not in their control.
That's right, Oklahoma game, the Missouri one. You're hoping for people to mess up. But here's the thing. BYU, we always keep saying this, BYU controls your own destiny. Yeah, you control your own destiny to the Big 12, and you control your own destiny to the playoffs. Just got to go beat Texas Tech.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Texas Tech is great, no doubt. But they're not world beaters. Like, they lost to ASU. Yeah, I get they had their backup quarterback. But you look at BYU, I think you don't have that muff punt early in the game.
Don't shank the punt. Don't miss a field goal.
I think this is a completely different ball game. I mean, I think that muff punt took the air out of BYU's sideline, and it just never could quite recover.
You're -3 in the turnover margin against the best defense in the Big 12. And then the average starting field position, BYU was what, -18 or 17 yards?
You probably need to win field position.
For the whole game?
I do think BYU will run the ball more effectively, and I think they just need to take the check down way more often.
Yeah.
Like, Texas Tech just sat back and said, we're going to let you get 3 to 5 yards. We're not going to let you push us down the field. Also, I'll be surprised this week if Chase Roberts plays. I think BYU should hold him out for the Big 12 title game. They should be able to beat UCF without him.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's my guess. That's probably the plan, but we'll see. I mean, it is senior night. If you're him, you kind of want
to
play.
That'd be maybe tough limited, not to.
Maybe it's limited reps of sorts just to get out there in your last game at Level Ever Stadium. I agree. I think the one issue I know we're jumping ahead to the Big 12 championship.
Let's jump ahead.
We can. The team doesn't need to.
Yeah. Hey,
David Nixon is like freaking out.
I would say the thing that worries me about this BYU defense playing against that Texas Tech offense is Barry Moore was definitely hobbled in that game. And I think that over the last few weeks, he's got an injury, but the question is, does some rest time heal that up and he's not as hobbled? Because BYU got after him. And I don't know if you could expect them to have the same result the second time around, but I know our offense will play. You can't get worse than what our offense did that game. Like, they really, really struggled.
Got into the red zone once, scored a touchdown.
Late.
That was late.
Yeah. Was it 29-0?
It was 26-0, I think, or maybe 29-0 at that time.
Yeah, it was way over.
Yeah.
That was a pure garbage TV.
Okay. Well, for BYU to get a chance to rectify what happened in Lubbock on a neutral site, and there'll probably be another 10-point underdog situation, whatever, just get there. You have to go through UCF. BYU is a heavy favorite on paper against UCF. These boys from Orlando got to fly from balmy, warm Florida to 4,500 feet.
Scott Frost yesterday goes, I played in Green Bay where it wasn't above 20 degrees for 6 weeks. 40 degrees is not cold.
Yeah. His players haven't done
it. He goes,
that.
I'm not going to tell my players
Scott
it's
Frost
cold.
Won't be worried about it.
His name's Frost, too, by the way.
Yeah, he played in Nebraska. Yeah,
come on.
It's snow in the forecast, potentially. It will be cold, early kick. Everything's on the line for BYU. What do you expect BYU to do when they do show up for their senior day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, there's one thing that stands out to me when we watch the film of all the games this season, specifically, I'd say the last 3 or 4 games, BYU dominates in the trenches. Like, the offensive line and defensive line are just pushing guys around. And I feel like TJ Woods should receive some crazy awards because this offensive line, that push and surge they're giving LJ. LJ averaged 6.9 yards per carry last week. And yeah, he's a phenomenal running back. But the holes that are opened up for him, I mean, this line, and that's with Waylon Apuaho being out, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's a couple missing pieces and guys shuffling around. TJ Woods and what he's done with the offensive line has been remarkable.
That's why I picked him as my Y factor, the O-line.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I was then, robbed again.
And defensive line, I love kind of the emergence of Nusi Tamopeo and Talsina Ikana. I love those young guys.
Young studs.
They're studs. Those guys have futures in them here at BYU. And I just love the pressure they provide. They're doing their jobs against Cincy. They got to the depth of the quarterback, spun back inside, got some pressure, you know, maybe make some errant throws, Sorsby. So I love what those guys are doing. I'm excited. I think between those two, you can win the trenches. And yeah, BYU might have to grind out some of these wins coming up. I don't think UCF, I think they can dominate and just kind of impose their will and have a similar game to TCU where they scored on their first 7 drives.
Amazing.
I think I can see something like that playing out. But you get into Texas Tech and into the playoffs from there, these lines will keep in the games as well because they're so physical and so dominant up front.
Let's just hope for a lot of points for BYU and a few for UCF. Okay, style points, right?
Style points.
Style points.
Yeah, an exclamation point. With that being said, UCF, they're going for bowl eligibility. So this is a big game for them.
And they've got a – PFF says they're a top 25 defense.
Yeah.
Like, they are better than you think on
speed
that side of the ball. Offense,
the field.
Not good, but defense good.
All right, more great stuff with David Nixon on the way tonight, Jerry.
Coming up at 7 Eastern time, David Nixon is going to be the star of the show.
Yes.
Dave and Blaine will be there as well.
Sidekicks.
7 Eastern, after further review, coming up tonight, they'll break down the awesomeness of the Cincinnati game. Look ahead to UCF. BYU TV app, ESPN Plus, 7 Eastern tonight.
Would you all like to know what's ahead on the show? I'm about to tell you. Some injury updates for key offensive players for BYU football, plus Big 12 Weekly Awards headlines on BYU Sports Nation next.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's get to today's headlines. Sponsored by BYU Continuing Education, inspiring lifelong learning for Cougar fans everywhere.
Number 11, BYU football prepares for Saturday's regular season finale against UCF. Yesterday on Coordinator's Corner, offensive coordinator Aaron Roderick gave an injury update on running back Sione Mola and how he is progressing.
It's been slow. We would love to have him back, and there's still a chance we might get him back maybe in some postseason play.
Okay.
I think there's a chance, but it's been slow, and we miss him. He's one of our best players, and it's been a huge loss.
Can you imagine BYU with Sione Mola?
Oof.
A-Rod added that they will know more about Chase Roberts' availability after practices early this week. He left the Cincinnati game in the first half with reportedly a hamstring. And tonight, week 13 of the college football playoff rankings will be released at 7 Eastern on ESPN.
Running back L.J. Martin named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week for the first time this season. Color me shocked. 32 carries, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he led BYU in receiving yards with 44. Martin currently the Big 12 leader in rushing at 1,134 yards on the season. He's the first running back at BYU to rush for 1,000-plus since Tyler Allgeier in 2021.
Quarterback Bear Bachmeyer named Big 12 Freshman of the Week for the sixth time this season. Passed for 127 yards, rushed for 46 in BYU's win at Cincinnati. Bachmeyer is fourth in the Big 12 in total offense this season, tied for second the conference in TDs scored with 11. That would be rushing TDs.
Oh my goodness. The BYU defensive line voted as the Big 12 Defensive Line of the Week for a second straight time after holding Cincinnati to just 14 points and a season low for the Bearcats with 87 rush yards.
Men's hoops hold steady at number 9 in this week's AP poll after beating number 23 Wisconsin by 28 last Friday. Up next for the Cougars, Thanksgiving Day, they're playing Miami, followed by either Dayton or Georgetown on Black Friday.
BYU women's soccer and their remarkable season and run in the postseason comes to an end.
Oh.
The loss to Stanford in the Sweet 16 yesterday in Palo Alto. Maybe that field was weird, right? It was a weird field.
It was not right. Already to harvest.
6-0. Ugh. BYU ends the season with a record of 11 wins, 7 losses, 6 ties. BYU's first ever Big 12 championship win as well this season, and a 10th Sweet 16 trip.
And women's volleyball moves up a spot to number 24 in this week's ABCA poll after picking up wins over Arizona. And number 13, Kansas, up next. BYU hosts Utah tomorrow on Senior Night. Well, it's also Senior Day for BYU football coming up Saturday. Yesterday I spoke with senior safety Talon Alfrey about the emotions of what's going to come up this week, the challenge of UCF, and trying to get the highest ranking they can in the college football playoff rankings. Here's my conversation with Talon. Talon, what were you most proud of from the defensive performance against Cincinnati?
Yeah, I think one thing Coach Hill always talks about, he always gives us goals for each week, each game, and one of the goals this week was to make the two biggest plays of the game. And I think having the pick by Tanner, the fumble by Atavion.
Free in just a moment. But he's a guy, Jerem.
You can watch it on YouTube later. How about that?
We talked on Coordinator's Corner, specifically Jay Hill, about Talon Alfrey's role and just how much he appreciates the fact that Talon shows up, does what he needs to do. Regardless, he's never sure how many snaps he's going to take.
Yep.
But when he is called upon, he's there, and he's making big plays for BYU.
Valuable player as a backup safety, really good special teamer, recovered a fumble against Utah, been a 5-year guy. Really fun conversation with Talon. You can check it out on YouTube a bit later this afternoon.
Great stuff. A busy show continues because BYU women's volleyball is rolling right now. Jeremy, at the right time as they head into what we hope is a successful postseason run.
Absolutely. And coming up after the break, Heather Olmstead and Hannah Billiter, one of the liberos and defensive specialists, will join us as they play Utah tomorrow night. Big match on senior night. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by BYU Continuing Education, inspiring lifelong learning for Cougar fans everywhere.
Ace for Hannah Billiter, a little Picasso to the back corner.
BYU just continues to stay on the attack.
Davis behind her head tips it.
Hannah Billiter, one of the team's best servers.
And everything going BYU's way.
It's felt that way over the past couple of matches. Yep. Everything going BYU's way. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation live at Studio B. I'm Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. And you just saw highlights of her. Hannah Billiter, one of the best servers on the BYU team. And her head coach, Heather Olmstead, are with us to preview.
Who thinks she's still one of the best servers on the team in practice, right? Are you feeling that way?
You'd have to ask Hannah.
A conversation perhaps for another day. Okay.
Watch Heather pass in the games. The ball comes towards her. Got the platform, the whole thing.
Love that. We're previewing the final week of the season. And, Coach, we'll start here. It feels like your team, and you've navigated some really, really rough patches and have had a lot of roster movement and injuries. And to your credit, it feels like you're playing your best volleyball right now. How do you see it?
Yeah, I thought the team just did a great job staying the course. They were really assertive last week. We turned to just focusing on self. So get better in your little domain that you can work on your skills and refine those, and then the whole team's going to rise up. And I think the team really bought into that. Mm-hmm. And we'd been playing well leading up to last week. We weren't getting maybe the outcome that we wanted. So we just had to focus on the task, and the ladies did that. They really bought into that, and it showed last week in our matches.
Two massive performances. Arizona, number 13, Kansas. You guys sweep the Jayhawks. How did the team come together, like Heather was talking about, to buy in and get two big wins?
Yeah, I feel like we just played BYU volleyball, and we're just doing a good job of staying together and just having confidence within ourselves and within each other. So it's been really cool and fun.
Yeah, Hannah, what is the key to when you're not getting the results, as you point out, but you feel like you're still playing okay? Like that's sometimes that can be very frustrating. Like, I feel like we're good enough to win these matches, but we're not. So how do you stay in it and maintain the proper attitude so that you can come back and bounce back and win a couple of big matches like you have?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of adversity, and like practices have been, we just have to compete in practice. And like, even though we might not get the outcome we want, like we're just working hard every day, and we know that it's going to come. And so we're just working together and just playing our game. So yeah.
Do you have the numbers to practice like you want?
Yeah.
Because you have like five players out.
Yeah, they're killing it every day in practice. And I think just to what Hannah's saying, I think we talk a lot about just life is about handling the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs. And it's sometimes more important how you show up in those rough moments than when you have good moments, right? So talking about how well we're playing, we just want to be confident but be humble. We want to just keep putting the work in. You know, we don't want to just rest on last week. Like, they've been working hard all season, and so we're seeing some of those results. But again, we've been playing good, so we're excited just to get back to practice today. They're doing great at practice. We're good. And a tough match tomorrow and Saturday, and keep moving forward.
In a strange way, it's probably almost more gratifying to watch your team respond this way. Your brother Sean has talked about this. Like, man, these are the seasons. Like, people on the outside look at this, are like, oh, that's frustrating. I really enjoy the growth. So what level of pride do you take that your team's doing this right now because of the adversity?
Yeah, absolutely. You want them to lean into those tough moments. You want them to understand that life, this is going to happen outside of college athletics and when they leave here. And Hannah's about to experience that and go spread her wings and go, you know, do whatever she's going to do. And she's just done a great job for us, you know, showing up every day. And when we have players that show up every day and work hard, you know, you can take that into to after post athletics, and that's what we're trying to teach them. And so we really want them to lean into those uncomfortable moments, and there's been quite a few.
I wish that the Big 12 had done with football what is happening with volleyball, which is senior night against Utah. What are the emotions of not only trying to beat Utah after the reverse sweep, 2 weeks ago, but also your last match in the Smithfield House where you played some epic games?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it hasn't really hit me until probably tomorrow, because we've just been in it and like focusing on our next match. But like, it is kind of a cool way to end it because it's like a rivalry match, like in the field house. Like, honestly, it's just been such a like amazing opportunity to play here, and I'm just super excited, even though it's going to be sad to end, but what a way to end it, though. So, yeah.
Coach, how do you feel about the prospect, as Jaron brought up, of hosting Utah on senior night?
Yeah, we're really excited to celebrate Hannah and Elena and Macy and just thank them for, it's, you know, 2 years, 4 months, and 4 years. You know, it's a, they've all had their own journey through BYU, but it's all come to this, you know, end of the season where they get to play with their teammates one last time in the Smithfield House and represent BYU and put on that jersey and play their best. And then we get to have another match and hopefully more matches after that. So I think it's exciting. We talk about it being the most important match of the year just because it's the next match on our schedule. And it happens to be senior night against, you know, a team that's playing well, and we're playing well. So we're excited to go see, you know, how well we can play.
Claire Little Chambers and Sulie Davis have been fantastic the last several matches. What has changed for them? Because it feels like they've gone up a notch. Specifically, Claire Little Chambers is keeping the ball in play a little more, it feels like.
Yeah, I think they're both just really focusing on being assertive and focusing on themselves and what they can do to raise the level of their play that then raises the level of the team. So they're making some really good decisions. We're getting some really good passing. Alex is distributing the ball really well, and then they're making smart shots, and those are going down. And so we got to get them to just keep swinging, keep being assertive, keep having that confidence. I think confidence is huge, right? And they can build off that confidence for this past couple matches, but we know every match has its own story. And so we're excited to go create that tomorrow as a team, you know, through a lot of good play and people like Hannah that go in and serve and give us opportunities to point score. And our side out and our point scoring has been good the past couple matches. Again, even if we weren't getting the outcomes, we've been playing well. And so that's exciting.
BYU women's volleyball head coach Heather Olmstead and one of her key seniors, Hannah Billiter, on BYU Sports Nation. Hannah, let's zoom out and look at your BYU career and the decision that you made a while back to attend BYU. How do you feel like that decision has shaped who you are and what happens for the remainder of your life?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously chose BYU because I want to play at one of the highest levels, and now we're in the Big 12. Like, every match is a battle, and I mean, that's why I came to BYU. And I feel like, just like what Heather was saying, like, all my experiences and everything I've been through here has shaped me, like, in the outside world, and I've learned so much, and I know I'm just going to be a better person because of it, so. Yeah.
There were massive amounts of BYU fans at TCU. I think everyone that's ever met Sulie showed up. Everyone that's probably ever met you showed up. What was that match in particular like? Because not only the crowd, but you guys have two devastating injuries in the match, yet you beat number 10 TCU. What was that match like?
Yeah, that was honestly probably one of my favorite matches I've ever played in. And just the adversity we went through, like, I'm so proud of my whole team, and everyone was a part of it. And it was just really cool to have that many fans there too supporting us. Like, it felt like we were in the field house and just like our energy. And yeah, it was just awesome.
Word is that Sulie Davis's dad bought 250 tickets. 250, that's awesome.
It's quite a showing.
That's amazing.
That's an expensive credit card.
I was told they were $3 a piece, so shout out TCU for hooking them up.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
affordable.
Whew. Heather, what do you feel like your team needs to do to take the next step and get ready for not just these two matches, but the postseason, which is always so fun and high level for a squad like BYU?
Yeah, we're just going to keep sticking to the process, keep being ourselves, keep grinding, you know, practice today and look forward to tomorrow. But they're doing such a good job of just staying the course and leaning into each other. Hannah said, staying together, playing for each other, and really having pride in that. And the volleyball's been coming, and we're getting better every day. So I guess the opportunity just to compete, put on the jersey as many times as we get throughout the end of this year is what we're looking forward to, is seeing how good this group can be in the next couple matches and beyond.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time you're home for Thanksgiving in the last few years?
It's been a while, so we get to be home with each other and with our families and then fly out the next day.
And it's Colorado Saturday, yeah. So it's nice. You can go on Friday. Yeah.
Let's go. Well deserved. Let's give you some BYU Sports Nation karma for the match against Utah. Go get it done.
We'll take it. Thank you.
8 Eastern tomorrow night, ESPN Plus, BYU versus Utah on senior night. Check it out.
We'll wrap up today's show with a rise and shout out to an incredible postseason run from another high-level women's program. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by The BYU Store. official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. BYU Sports Nation is brought to you by PACS, healthcare careers built for victory.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation with our question of the day. If BYU beats UCF, who do you want the Cougars to face in the Big 12 championship game? Our elite voice of the day presented by PACS, healthcare careers built for victory. From at 201TDS, who says Arizona State feels as if it would be the easiest. Utah would certainly be the most heated, but riding the ship is most important. I want to see BYU avenge its loss by winning the championship game against Texas Tech. Today's Rise and Shoutout presented by Mountain America, official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Women's soccer, what a great year. Sorry to Dennis.
Our thanks to all of today's guests. For Jerem, I am Spencer. Shout out to Ului Lapuaho. Go Cougs.